Voters in Ireland are casting ballots today in a referendum on the Eighth Amendment, which outlaws abortion in the country unless the mother's life is at risk. The amendment hasn't been voted on since it was enacted in 1983, and the referendum is attracting tens of thousands of young voters, including some Irish expats who are traveling back to their country to vote. Many young voters say they see this as an opportunity to change the course of history in a country that has taken progressive stances on many issues, but where some still draw the line at abortion. Amanda Ferguson is a freelance journalist in Belfast, and she writes for Reuters, Irish Times, and The Washington Post. Amanda, thanks so much for being with us.
No problem.
So this is a pretty divisive vote in Ireland. Do you have a sense of how people are voting today and who's coming to vote?
Well, indeed, it is a very divisive issue. I think whenever you're tackling something as sensitive as abortion, you know, of course, it's going to be the case. The nature of the Irish Constitution means that if you want to remove something, there has to be a public referendum on it. And throughout the campaign, it has seemed as if the yes vote was going to win, but turnout will be a huge factor. So it is difficult to predict. Lots of people are saying that the yes campaign have it, but certainly nobody's taking that for granted.
And what about this hashtag home to vote? What can you tell us about that?
Yes, this has sprung up on social media, like all over the world. So we've seen, you know, photographers at airports and welcoming campaigns for yes and no voters. And a lot of them are wearing the campaign merchandise, you know, for either side of the campaign. So it's certainly something that's really galvanized the public. And it has led to sort of acts of generosity from different groups and different individuals helping fund people who couldn't afford to get home to vote so they can get back to their hometowns in Ireland to cast their ballots.
And how does this compare to, we mentioned at the top that Ireland has had some pretty progressive referendums in the past, including extending rights for LGBTQ couples. How does this compare to that?
There's a different tone to the debate. Certainly, you know, the referendum on same-sex marriage for the LGBT community passed very easily, and it felt as if it was a real moment in Irish history where it was sort of stepping out and showing the rest of the world it was doing this for its LGBT brothers and sisters. But I think this issue is slightly different given the nature of it. And I think that the divorce referendum that there was in the 90s, it was a reasonably close vote. You know, that was around 30 years ago. This campaign for the same-sex marriage vote, only a couple of years back. And the interesting thing that I've noticed about it was I was down in Dublin and Roscommon canvassing with the yes and no campaigners, and there was a lot of international journalists from mainland Europe there. There was a journalist I was talking to from France, and she said for her it's interesting for Europeans to watch in on this debate because for them they tackled the abortion issue many, many years ago, and now in Europe people are discussing the LGBT issues, whereas Ireland seems to be doing it in reverse.
Interesting. And I'm wondering what role the Catholic Church is playing in this, if any.
Well, this is the thing, you know, Ireland is a more secular place than it used to be. And certainly if you talk to, you know, religious commentators, they will, you know, acknowledge that the sort of hold and the sway that the Catholic Church has on people in Ireland just isn't there and to the same extent that it used to be. I think that the Catholic Church in Ireland has been rocked by various child abuse scandals and other controversies. So I think that the days of priests preaching from the pulpit to tell people how to vote are gone, though individual priests and certain clergymen have made quite sort of controversial statements during this campaign.
And what about the Prime Minister?
Yes, well, Leo Varadkar is the Taoiseach. He's the Irish Prime Minister, and he's the leader of the Fine Gael political party. And, you know, the government party is backing yes in the referendum. Obviously, Mr. Varadkar, for your listeners that don't know, his background is as a medical doctor. So he's very much, you know, spoken in public in support of the yes campaign, you know, in support of science and the facts, and also acknowledging, you know, people have to make a journey with this. For some people, it's very clear, you know, it's about women's bodily autonomy. Obviously, there's different moral and ethical issues around abortion. And he's just sort of been setting out that he acknowledges that it's a difficult and sensitive topic, but one that he wants the Irish people to vote yes on, so the Irish women don't have to travel to Britain any longer, that the Irish healthcare system can take care of its own women.
And is that currently what's happening now, that Irish women are traveling outside of the country to get abortions?
Yes, well, this is the thing, you know, having the Eighth Amendment, you know, in the Irish Constitution doesn't stop abortion from happening. It just means that women have to access abortion by travelling. And obviously, you know, you can imagine having to get flights and pay for this. That isn't something that everybody's able to do. And the nature of the abortion law in Ireland at the moment means it's very, very restrictive. There's only a handful of legal abortions that take place each year. And one of the big issues is that, you know, it has to be a threat to the mother's life rather than a threat to the mother's health. So someone can suffer serious health complications that, you know, may have a much wanted pregnancy, but, you know, requires a termination, you know, for the sake of their health. And certainly there's been various cases down the years, hard cases of women who have lost their lives and who have suffered greatly because of the nature of the law in Ireland.
And, you know, often the conversation about abortion is connected to the conversation about reproductive health options. Does Ireland have a robust public health services system where women can go and get things like preventative contraceptive or anything like that?
Yes, well, contraceptive, you know, devices and aids are available, but perhaps it took longer for Ireland to introduce that into the mainstream than it did for many other countries. But I think one of the interesting issues about the referendum that we have coming up, obviously, you know, your listeners will know the island of Ireland, but obviously there's two jurisdictions here. There's the Republic of Ireland, which is 26 counties, and then there's Northern Ireland, which is 6 counties. And at present, Northern Ireland, you know, is part of the United Kingdom. That was an issue that was dealt with in our peace agreement in 1998. But the situation that we may have come Saturday, whenever the results are in, is that if the Republic of Ireland chooses to repeal the Eighth Amendment and make abortion available to women there, it will leave Northern Ireland as the only, you know, part of the island and the only part of Ireland and Britain that doesn't have access to abortion. So it will have implications for Northern Ireland as well.
And if they do vote to get rid of the Eighth Amendment, that would legalize abortions. But are there certain restrictions within that?
Yes, there would be. The government has proposed that if it is a yes vote, that they would introduce legislation pretty quickly, I think before the end of the year. And that would provide for abortion in cases of up to 12 weeks. And then after that, in certain individual circumstances. I think, you know, whatever way this referendum goes, and whether it's a yes or no, it doesn't end the campaign. The people who are supportive of women's reproductive rights and the people who are opposed to extending abortion rights will be lobbying continually. You know, if it's a yes vote, it'll be around the nature of the legislation. If it's a no vote, it'll be, you know, what can happen next.
Amanda Ferguson is a freelance journalist in Belfast, and she writes for Reuters, Irish Times, and The Washington Post. Amanda, thanks so much for your insights.
Thank you.